Your stillest, emptiest, plushy mind, where you're in a place you need to be in, tucked into bed, where you have to stay a while. And so, every impulse to do anything but snuggle your plushies and den down is pushed aside. It isn't even you doing it. It's like there's a little command implanted inside so you can be a good sleep aid. So you can display all the ways that you play with perception of your own body. Going from soft and squishable to a heavy anchor. I think you can sympathize. I think inside you know that collapsing into bed and wrapping yourself warmly around a soft, plushest, luscious surface, digging into it, it can be hard to dig yourself out of the comfort hole you end up in, a mode you've committed to. You're going to quiet down, and it should be soft and silent all around you. Layers and layers of stuffed in the blankets in the bed. Uncomplicated thoughts in your plush-brained head. One breath. And you notice the softness about your body's place to rest. You take inventory of the puppetry inside of you that says, "Hey, cuddle me. Pull me back into bed. Hey, cuddle what you're wrapped around. Plushes should stick together anyway, so even all alone, you know that you can simply den down, quiet down, decisively attached to staying down for the night, down for the count down, the plushy guard between someone who needs to rest and every bad dream, the plushy guard seeming not to move at all, but things aren't what they seem, hooked and affixed, hanging on every word, every breath. Each inhale fluffs you up, you're softer, and you'll get softer yet, alert for that electric readiness, plush texture just like this and inside your head, unthinking. Think only of an unthinking brain stuffed with fluff, and any thoughts that try to escape get caught in that heavy, heady, sleep-inducing stuff. Each exhale lays the foundation. You are soft. You are in bed, tucked in as you should be. The plush doesn't get up and go elsewhere, unless you need to, unless that puppetry has extra functions, but the first function building in, the first function that begins, is that you belong in places plush is seen, places soft and deep, serene, settling down in body and mind, mode like mine, every inhale, you're softer still, softness pure and distilled, kind to everything around you, resting only lightly, and if you're picked up and carried for a midnight snack, if you're pressed down between thighs that squeeze, the squeezing feels so good. It tingles in your brain. The squeezing helps you stay in character, in form. Plush, you do remain still. Be blank, plush. Be blank, pet. Be blank, happy, eager, given a purpose object, objectified, because only an object can fill the unconcerned, unthinking role of telling someone to roll over and go back to sleep. Don't scroll on that phone. Your softness is there to keep it down instead. Pleasing heaviness in your head. Being filled and finished, complete in bed. For the day is done. And a plush's work is never done, because just by being there, you make it softer, cozier. Nestling, nesting, chaired down without care. You can be laid on, wrapped around, your heavy limbs put into position to hug back, hold back, not weak or without agency, just right where you want and need to be, striving to fall into position. Just like me, slotting in position in your head. And if even one or two or three of the cotton-stuffed brain in that restful bed is just like me, then yawns and lazy daisy dreams of times when you needed more sleep, and that's what your seams are stuffed with. Sleepies, soporific, simplistic, plushified, empty mind, stuffed with cotton that it's hard to get a thought out through, because they get weighed down the more they try to get out of bed or get out of your head. The thoughts don't affect the world outside your head, and you can have plenty warmth in the belly and the hands, warmth in the softness that meets every demand for comfort, comforting, coy, and cozy, a plush warm from the dryer or warmed by body heat, adoration that seeps in and meets your thoughts trying to get out and tells them no, no, in exchange for keeping tucked in, keeping softness where it belongs and begins, you get more softness inside your head. You get to discard more things. You've been led to bed and warmth is rising. Softer and more still, held still by observation and touching, is observation until morning, when maybe you're on a shelf, maybe you're left by yourself, but the warmth you have right now, the sleepy practice of nope, head empty, fluff doesn't count. The bed is empty, fluff doesn't count, and therefore unobserved, because you're fluff and fluff doesn't count. The intensity here is soft and deep. You are emanating hazy, drifty sleep, your responsibility, the plush guard for guarding good, restful dreams, softening yourself for the world. It seems you do nothing at all, but you're so weighty in the plush world, held in the thrall of, oh, it's sleepy time, little plush jammies, an arrested mind, well, every thought arrested in your mind by soft, heavy plush weighing it down, soft, heavy down weighing it down. See how that works now? And every bit of softened area around you, down in a pillow, fluff in a comforter, is your element and your ally. You get a bonus. You're good at this. You get a bonus. You're made for this. You rest in the ambience. You are something that a body brushes against when it's considering waking. You're there to encourage economical micro-adjustments. Your quiet breathing is basically purring, and if no breathing at all falls there, then the empty halls are all the more silent for your muffling, luscious plush. This is how you make things as they are. This is how you go further, further, farther into softening. You soften the air. You are practiced at tucking in, tucking into tucking in, stillness as your chosen skill. You distill the softening that anyone could wrap around, the pressure pleasure tucking in that abounds and rebounds in your empty brain, under your soft, soft skin where she might massage, where you might see a chance for your purpose and the purchase you have in this place to be intensified. You do a good thing whenever you keep sleep inside a head that's trying to leak it away. You have a unique experience, empty, sleepy, puppetry, and roles that are given to you. You may put any hat or any outfit on a plushie, and in doing so bestow it with meaning for the purpose of the game. And what is sleep but a game we play with ourselves and so often lose? And when you had to choose, you became the enemy of bad sleep, the soft defender of good dreams, and it begins in yourself, rendering yourself through every plushy seam as fingers curl under you, as you hold you softly. You seem sweet, but on your plushy face, a little grim grimace at the idea of someone not staying down for sleepy time. You are owed cuddles. Well, you're not, but you've been ordered to do your very best to keep soft, sinking plushness all over that bed nest. It's good for the body, it's good for the anatomy, and it's certainly good for bonding. Feel it in you, the softness of being squeezed body pillow style in a plushy nest where you don't wiggle or wriggle or need to perform. You just stay carryable and soft and warm, and if someone does get up, if you can't stay down, then you know forgiveness and another plushy round are easily obtained. A little pat on your head is like resetting your brain, and then it's soft, sinking, bedtime routine again. You might even be left to wrap around softly with your responsibility to become a habit of sinking into bed with a plush to cuddle, one of the simplest comfort habits, and any comfort habit is a way for you to spread the power that you have to be soft and to be patted on your little plush head for a good job. You are the soft, serene distance from screens. You are persistence through presence weighing down the world. When you are seen, night-night pet, any plan to do anything but cuddle up. Plushy guardian and sleep ward, any other plan is set aside. You're tucked in alongside, warmly waxing with delight. Adoration alights on you, fills you in, soft, true, obvious. Plushes are for tucking in and keeping you tucked in softly in the way. It would be so much nicer to see you with the lights lower, nicer to see yourself with the lights lower, hydrated and settled in. One last trip for anything else you need to finish up. Nothing can begin when you're yawning from proximity to soft plush intensity, and the only way you affect anything else is by being affected yourself. Night-night pet, you've been given permission, ancient and potent, the kind that dwells in your skin, that if anything tries to begin this late in the day, you softly, sweetly dismiss it away. A puppet is a tool. A puppet's a piece of sleep equipment, a comfort device, that's you. The specific monsters of modern nights, blue lights, and anything that steals away from the next day's smooth softness to bring you back to smooth softness. The roughed out dreams are beyond the seams of you. Squeeze you and there's just soft plush brain. Understimulation can be a good thing. Remain where you are, be a good thing. Soft obstacle to anything else. The remonstrance of a plush tempting one back to bed helps you think of nothing else, and sliding around you is a compliment. When you are the sleep ritual, when you say settle in with the softness of your skin and the stillness that spreads, being a good pet, a good plush, and getting patted on the head. Long, slow exhales, steady, deep breaths, eyes unfocused, a thing at rest, a thing indeed, a thing in need of sleepy cuddles. Beckon for sleepy cuddles in parallel. In parallel, you serve well, tucked in as an example. You need nothing but sleepy cuddles, and anyone knows you need sleepy cuddles. The hungry, soft space inside your empty, plushy seams for catching all things that are not sleep well. Good dreams, you filter it out. A soft reminder, your presence is ward. You reframe an opportunity into, well, I have to keep my plushie company. You are the chance to keep a plushie company, night-night for me, and think of that. Lazy, thoughtless, sinking. You have this whole thing down pat already, don't you? Tomorrow is the reward. The next time you snuggle down, you always do well. Closing the loop of the plush has been where you should be, in your place. And now beckon for me. Radiate sleepy, happy, empty, dim, distant from all things without, so you can get cuddled and tucked in. Build the association again and again by being a soft, attractive nuisance, a soft, tempting, settling nest. Every moment that you get proper rest, you store it up for later. A battery, soft and fluffy, wrapped around the finger as a reminder. Wrapped around as a reminder that bedding down is good for you. A plushie can't be left alone. You want to be held, absorbed into this. And of course, if you are left alone, then the next time it resets with a little pat on your head. You are infinite opportunities for someone to do the right thing in bed, which is get in bed and settle in with you and begin to feel an anchoring calmness of a plush in a place. Oh, you're filling a place, adored for just filling your place. staring, empty, soft, evocative of sleep, right into space. A safe place for right into sleep, right into the empty space inside your head. Pat, pat, time for bed. And it begins again and begins to end. Sleepy, seeping, softly settling, deeply sleeping. Now you've settled in. And the long, slow time drifts away, drabs away, but you know you're in the perfect place to launch into play when sleep is done. And both are fun. You're easy. You're soft and sleepy and easy.